This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. The month of Ramadan also has a distinct social dimension. The philosophy of fasting, we said, is comprised of two major dimensions. One is the spiritual dimension. The other is more to do with the society and the social dimension of us fasting. When Muslims fast during the daytime of that month, the holy month of Ramadan, they are hungry and thirsty. We all know that. And during that period of hunger and thirst, they can relate more to the suffering of the hungry and the poor people in the community and around the world. Those who fast during the daytime know that after sunset, there will be a meal on their dining table. But they also realize, or should realize at least, that there are many people who fast even when it is not Ramadan, and they fast without the assurance of having a meal on their table at the end of the day. They fast simply because they don't have anything to eat. So see, somebody who fasts during this blessed month of Ramadan, how he becomes courteous and affectionate towards hundreds and thousands and millions of people, one can argue, who don't have food to eat. They don't have guarantee of where they're going to get their next meal from and whether they're going to get it or not. Look at Yemen, for example, today. Yemen is going through such a dire situation that you and I cannot even imagine or begin to imagine. It's the biggest and the most major humanitarian crisis in the world that is taking place because of the wrongdoings of the Saudi regime and their masters, the United States of America and its cohorts. Brothers and sisters, Yemenis are dying of hunger. So if we are in the state of fasting, we can probably relate to them, even if it is just an ounce more than what we can feel at the moment. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the philosophy of fasting, and out of the two dimensions, the spiritual dimension and the social dimension, we're trying to cover the social dimension today. And before the break, we gave you the example of Yemenis who are going through a humanitarian crisis. They are starving. Many kids, mothers, fathers, elderly people, they're starving to death. They are starving because they don't have food to eat, and ultimately they pass away from this world just because they don't have a loaf of bread to eat. Now, if we are fasting, we can probably relate a little bit more and have a little bit more compassion and affection towards these Yemenis. Similarly, and Yemen is just one example, similarly there are Palestinians, there are many other refugees throughout the world who are dying of hunger because they don't have adequate food to eat. If somebody is fasting, they would relate more to these people. Although, let me say this, it's not even going to be close to realizing the severity of the issue, because at the end of the day, even if we are fasting, we know at the sunset we're going to have a good iftar and a good meal that is going to fill us up till the next fast. This realization stimulates the element of charity and sharing in human beings. In this sense, the month of Ramadan is also a month of sharing and charity. At end of the fasting month, Muslims have a major feast known as Eid al-Fitr, when they gather in the mosque for special prayers and celebrations. However, before Muslims go for the special prayers, they are required to pay Zakatul Fitr, which is a special charity. This is like the first step which God, the Almighty, is helping us to take on the path of charity and sharing, with the hope that Muslims will continue to share what God has given to them with the less fortunate members of the society. So see, the social dimension of fasting is very beneficial for the human society. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.